नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय A reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, text 3, 9th canto, chapter 10. Tasya nu charitam rajan rishibis tatvadarsibhi shrutam hi Varnitam Buri Twaya Sita Pater Muhur Tasyanu Charitam Rajan Rishibhis Tatvadarshibhi Shrutam Hi Varnitam Buri Tvaya sita pater muhu Tasyanu charitam rajan Rishibhis tatvadarshibhi Shrutam hi varnitam buri Tvaya sita pater muhu Tasyanu charitam rajan Rishibhis tatvadarshibhi Shrutam hi varnitam buri Tvaya sita patir muhu Tasyanu charitam rajan
Tasyanu charitam rajan,
Matajis. Word for word transliteration. Tasmai Tasya of Him, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ramachandra and His brothers. Anucharitam, transcendental activities. Rajan, O King, Maharaj Parikshit. Rishibhi, by great sages or saintly persons. Tatvadarshibhi, by persons who know the absolute truth. Shrutam, have all been heard. He, indeed. Varnitam, as they have been so nicely described. Buri, many. Twaya, by you. Sita Patehe, of Lord Ramachandra, the husband of Mother Sita. Muhu, more than often. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O King Parikshit, the transcendental activities of Lord Ramachandra have been described by great saintly persons who have seen the truth. Because you have heard again and again about Lord Ramachandra, the husband of Mother Sita, I shall describe these activities only in brief. Please listen. Would you like to repeat? Okay. O King Parikshit, the transcendental activities of Lord Ramachandra have been described by great saintly persons who have seen the truth. Because you have heard again and again about Lord Ramachandra, the husband of Mother Sita, I shall describe these activities only in brief. Please listen. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Modern Rakshasas, posing as educationally advanced merely because they have doctorates, have tried to prove that Lord Ramachandra is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but an ordinary person. But those who are learned and spiritually advanced will never accept such notions. They will accept the descriptions of Lord Ramachandra and his activities only as presented by Tattvadarshis, those who have known the absolute truth. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, verse 34, the Supreme Personality of Godhead advises, Tadviti pranipatena paripashena sevaya upadekshyanti te jnanam jnaninas tattvadarshina. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realization. I'm sorry. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. Unless one is taught to Darshi in complete knowledge of the absolute truth, one cannot describe the activities of the personality of Godhead. Sorry. Therefore, although there are many so-called Ramayanas or histories of Lord Ramachandra's activities, some of them are not authoritative. Sometimes Lord Ramachandra's activities are described in terms of one's own imaginations, speculations, or material sentiments. But the characteristics of Lord Ramachandra should not be handled as something imaginary. While describing the history of Lord Ramachandra, Sukadev Goswami told Maharaj Parikshit, "You have already heard about the activities of Lord Ramachandra. Apparently, therefore, 5,000 years ago, there are many Ramayanas or histories of Lord Ramachandra's activities, and there are many still. But we must select only those books written by Tattva Darshis, Gyaninas Tattva Darshinaha, not the books of so-called scholars who claim knowledge only on the basis of a doctorate." This is the warning by Sukadev Goswami. Risibis Tattva Darshibihi. Although the Ramayana composed by Valmiki is a huge literature, the same activities are summarized here by Sukadev Goswami in a few verses. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Tamal Krishna Goswami Iti Namine. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Pasatya Desatarine. Please forgive me, there's always a flow in any process, so please forgive me for any flow in trying to give this class. I am just a retired car salesman, but by your mercy, I am able to speak about the glories of the holy names. Thank you. I want to acknowledge Sastrakrit for giving me this spot today, because I am leaving for the Philippines. I'd like to take this chance of appreciating the devotees of New Dwarka. I've been here since 1990 and to up to the present, and all this time I have seen and I've adored very staunch temple president Swavas Das Prabhu. Haribol. with the supervision of our GBC Birabahu Prabhu. And I also want to appreciate, this is our community, Naikatma Prabhu, who is manages the grounds, temple grounds, Suradas, who is the books inventory manager, Bhakta Vatsal, who is our ashram manager, Mother Omkar, who manages the Prabhupada garden, and our diligent and always devotional cooks, Krishna Gauranga, Jananivas, Ratnabhushana, Divya Dristi, Krishnapad, Gaura Shakti, and all their teams of hardworking cooks. I would like to just give you a short description. 2 weeks ago, I went to cook, and I didn't even mix the preparation, but it took me 2 days to recuperate. So these cooks are very, very hard workers. They're very devotional, and without the food, the whole machinery cannot function. The Russians failed because it was winter and they had no food. So this whole machinery is run by prasadam. Prasadam ki! All right. Sankirtan leader, Vrigopati Prabhu, and his team of brave Sankirtan devotees who go out there, hot, cold, dry, and just distributing Prabhupada's books. The head pujari, Rabindranath, and his team of personal servants to the king and queen of New Dwarka. And this is our community. It's a community of devotees. It is an embassy. In 1980s, maybe you know him, it's Satadanya. He comes to the room. I was serving my Gurudev, Tamal Krishna Goswami, as his servant, secretary. And he comes with a very big voice. Goswami Maharaj, I was in the U.S. Embassy. Oh, what were you doing there? I went to get my visa. And you know what? I observed in the embassy, the water was made in America. The paper was made in America. The pen, even their typewriters, made everything made in America. Even the people were made in America. And he said, basically, this is an embassy. The embassy, no doubt, is an extension of the motherland. So you can see how powerful and authorized Srila Prabhupada is, because he opened this embassy. And whatever is in this temple is an extension of the motherland, which is the spiritual world. In the embassy, they honor the ambassador. They honor the ambassador, the local people who run the embassy. So there is no doubt, this is an extension of the spiritual world. There is no doubt that when you are in an embassy, U.S. embassy, and you enter that gate, immediately you're immune to the local laws. You're protected by the law of the motherland. In that case, the U.S. Embassy, the U.S. laws will prevail. So when you enter these grounds, you are in holy grounds. One devotee told me not to share this, but in the hope of increasing Shraddha to the devotees, I'd like to share this experience that I have. And I'm sure that all the devotees here, this is a beautiful community of very senior devotees, the very advanced, and dedicated their life in the propagation of the holy name. And that's the purpose of the embassy, is to promote goodwill of the motherland in the local location. So that's what we're doing here. And as a preview, the only thing that I could see why it transpired is because I have satisfied my guru. So it was a vision that actually I was walking outside the temple, and when I opened the temple, it was not a temple room. It was a garden. And in the garden, in the center, is a pond. It's a body of water. And across the body of water, Krishna is playing his flute. And right beside is a young lady. The young lady rushed towards me and tells me in a very angry mood, "Where is Krishna's garland?" And I was shaking. I said, I don't know. It must be with Ram Dass. My automatic answer. And where is it? So I immediately ran out. And as I ran out of the temple room, it became Los Angeles again. And in the middle walkway over there, I see Ram Dass carrying the garland. I said, "Ram Dass, Radharani is looking for the garland of Krishna. You should give it to her." And she's angry. And then Ram Dass said, "Yeah, here, you give it to her." No, you give it to her." She's saying, No, you give it to her." And I immediately ran with the garland, and I said, and I gave it to her, and she said, "Hmm." And she walks back and gives it, puts it on Krishna, and she sits right beside Krishna. And then immediately a voice said, "Now offer your obeisances." I said, no, because if I offer my obeisances, the vision will go. So I said, no, I can't. And then immediately the vision, and it goes far, far, far. I said, no. And then my wife woke me up and said, "Hey, what are you shouting at?" I said, "Oh my God, you cannot understand what I just saw." And then that same day, I walked to Ram Dass, and he's our head pujari for the sake of others who don't know Ram Dass. He's our head pujari before, and he has left his body in Vrindavan. So I told Ram Dass, "Ram Dass Prabhu, I just had this dream," and I told him everything, and then he said, "Well, actually, yesterday I was late for the garland." "Whoa," I said, "you don't want to see Radharani angry." And he said, "I promise you it will never be late." And as we study deity worship, there are two principles that we should always observe: cleanliness and punctuality. Isn't it in our books? So from then on, of course, Ram Dass is so highly elevated. I mean, I bow to his lotus feet. He's back to serve our boss, our big boss. So this is, I want to thank everyone in the community. I've been very fortunate to be a part of New Dwarkadam. And this is the embassy. And what is the biggest, there are a lot of benefits in this embassy. And the biggest gift of the embassy is the holy names. That's why we are called the Hare Krishnas. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, Lord Chaitanya actually would take lessons. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he would take lessons from his devotees, from Ramananda Roy, discussing the different levels of devotees. And in this case, he was learning the glories of the holy name from Haridas Thakur, Nam Sankirtan Acharya, Nam Acharya. So he has a style that I'd like to share with you. So I would like to reciprocate to the community by giving you a gift today. So if you would kindly pass this around. And you can get two of each. Pass it and open and distribute it. This is in the age of Kali Yuga where the box talks. This is the iPhone. And there's the picture. People are seen inside the box. The age of television. So, I'm going to pass you by the technology of an earplug. As Haridas Thakur describes, there are three levels of chanting. Nam Aparad, Nam Abbas, and Sudanam. And in all the realm of chanting the holy names, one is required, the supervision of the guru. So the guru will give you everything it takes to make it to the topmost. You know that I am a retired salesperson, and I know what is, when I sell a car, there is a, in the car business, called the top of the line. Top of the line. All the features are included in the car. Even things that you don't see. Sometimes there's what they call the vehicular stability control, which acts on emergency situation. It stabilizes, it increases the throttle and stabilizes the car to give you full control. So these are things that are not seen by the eyes, but it automatically responds. It is one of the features. Another feature is the navigation system. And you got the 8 speakers. So the holy name is top of the line. It's got all the features. But we start enchanting Nam Aparad realm. In the Nam Aparad realm, it's like I was discussing with another devotee about a week ago. It's like, because now there's a technology, there's a game, video games. And in the first stages of the video game, you need to complete all the requirements before the door opens into another stage. So the first stage of chanting, Nam Aparad, there are only very simple steps that you should avoid the 10 dreadful offenses. If you are able to avoid this, all the links will come in together and it will open to another stage, which is Nam Habas, or what Haridas Thakur calls the impure chanting. So who can help you advance to Nam Habas? Okay? Who can help you? Look to your right. Look to your left. Look forward. And look at your back. All of these people, all of these devotees can help you advance. So, there are two associations required. There's a book, Bhagavat, and person, Bhagavat. Right now, this is person, Bhagavats. These are all devotees. Like when you were all chanting a while ago, it was the spiritual world. It was Navadvip. It was a reenaction of Lord Chaitanya's pastime when he was here. That's what he really enjoys, singing of the devotees. So when you enter Nam Habas, now in pure chanting, Haridas Thakur relates the holy name as the sun. It is always, it's indiscriminately giving all its sunlight. But the question is receptivity. Sometimes you don't want that sun, you're hiding in an umbrella. Sometimes you're hiding in a tree. Or sometimes you're inside a building. So you're not getting the sun. But a Nam Habas, it is the clouds that's hovering. The clouds are offenses that, looking at the devotees with physical ailment or being attached to some material objects. So anything that is within some material, anything that's related to Krishna is not material. But anything outside of Krishna that is material. So to push yourself up to Sudanam, you require mercy of Guru and Krishna. Because you're entering a realm where Krishna is none different from him, his pastimes, his qualities. There's no difference. It's like since we're here in the age of Kali Yuga that you can relate with television. It's like when you bought a new TV, the first thing that comes out to the TV is the sound. When I first encountered the holy names, I was working in the Philippine government as a trade missions officer. And my boss got a card, a yellow card, and I was looking at the card, and I said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. And I asked my boss, what does that mean? It's just words. It's just words. And my boss said, well, I don't know, but one shaven guy with a ponytail, get me a book and I paid for it and you won't get it because I paid money for it. But you can keep that yellow card. So in the start, the TV is just like a sound. The sound is coming out. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. And as we increase association with devotees, that Shraddha increases. And then it comes to a point that the reception of the antenna of the TV appears and you see Krishna's form. Shh. Ooh, there's Krishna. Shh. There's the pastor. Shh. So you will see that. It's receptivity. And then now they have TVs that are 3D. It's like live. It's like right now it's 3D. You're looking at me, it's 3D. I'm looking at you, it's like 3D, right? So this is 3D. And now, when you enter into the highest form of the Holy Name, it becomes more than 3D. You can actually enter into it, which is, you know, exercised by some of our predecessors, Acharya, Rupa Goswami. He would see the pastimes of Krishna in front of him. Who are these people that they can vision? Because they have reached that platform. So this is the top of the line. So don't tell yourself you cannot reach that. Prabhupada even said that you can actually reach that even in this life. But there's a disclaimer. Rupa Goswami says that it might take one whole lifetime to do it. So you will see all these devotees, senior devotees here, that they joined this movement when they were teenagers. And now they're on their 60s. So they have spent more time in the movement than they were in their previous life. And the whole thing is that their body, by Rupa Goswami's example, the bell metal, when it's put on the fire, it becomes fire. It acquires the quality of fire. These devotees are spiritualized. So these are the people that we have to approach to get from Namabhas, from Namaparad straight to Namabhas. Our senior devotees here, there are a lot of them. Actually, I forgot to acknowledge Amala Bhakta. He actually completes this community. Not that they, you know, in a good point, because he's our granddaddy. You know, the community is complete with the grandfather, the fathers, the babies, and the infants. That's the whole complete. Right? So it's a complete community. New Dwarka. Full of love and care. Sweet devotees. Very sweet devotees. And always eager. You know, who could see devotees running towards the temple? Oh, I'm going to be late for Krishna. And sometimes they trip. You know, look at their mood. Their mood. Their mood is excited. They're excited to see the Lord. They're, you know, are these deities in the eyes of these Ramayanas? You know, are these just stones? Or no? For the devotees, they're always excited. They're because, as it is said, because their eyes is tainted by love for the Supreme Lord. And there are hundreds of verses that gives notice to this in the scriptures. So there's no difference between the form. So we go now to this technology. We are going to have a drill based on the technique of Haridas Thakur. I'd like you to put these two things on your ears. Did everyone get a copy? Okay. Now put it Wait. Before you put it on, let's chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 3 times. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now, you put this technology in. Now chant the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, in essence, Haridas Thakur's technique is to plug the 2 gates. This is called the city of 9 gates. If you close your eyes for half a second, just bear with me. Close your eyes. And when you close your eyes and plug this in, and when you chant the holy names, you can actually feel that you're inside the city of 9 gates with the holy names. And this is his technique to concentrate on hearing. The important process is hearing. There was a question, and this is a couple of questions. Tamal Krishna Goswami asked Prabhupada, should we think of the pastimes, or should we think of other things, you know, and Prabhupada just said, just listen here, just hear. So I did ask my Gurudev too, and he said, just hear. So we have to hear attentively the holy names. And from there, we go up. And definitely, we need the mercy of the Vaishnavas right here. All these devotees right here. One who is junior to you, you should always encourage. One who is senior, one who is your peers, you should befriend. And one who is senior to you, you should serve. That is the etiquette. So if we place in the realm of Namabhas, then we really have to dig down more deeply in the 6 steps of surrender to avoid everything that is not favorable, to accept everything favorable, to have Krishna as your soul protector, and take Krishna as your only maintainer, full surrender, and dare to be humble. My guru especially emphasized on dare to be humble, because in every situation he explains that you would think that you are on the right side. No, Prabhu, he was wrong. No, Prabhu, I was right. So everyone who is on a situation thinks that they're the right party. But then if you think that you're the right party, still the instruction is dare to be humble. Take the humble position. And then, by Krishna's grace, may all of you reach the topmost of the whole chanting of the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much for your patience, and thank you for tolerating me all these years. If you have any questions, please, or sharing, this is the time. Okay. Am I going to come back? I actually wanted to ask you to pray for me in a way that whatever Krishna wants. Because, you know, as you know, I've been doing 2 years of dialysis. And at one time, I was my catheter was infected. And I was rolled down to the ICU. And I was out. When I was out, I saw a vision of Lord Vishnu in front of me. Lord Vishnu was in front of me, and I asked him, my Lord, am I permanently separated from my body? And he was smiling. And he pushed me in my chest. And immediately as he pushed me, I went back to the hospital and said, and there's the doctor. He said, Mr. Esculin, you have to get back to us. You cannot sleep. You cannot sleep. And this, I said, what the hell? And then I said, yes, I'm awake. And I said, no, you cannot sleep because we're pouring tons of antibiotics in your body. The infection went to your heart. I said, okay. Right, so, you see, visions like this, we have experienced Madhudwisa when he was about to separate the body, he was seeing it. It was testimony by Kriya Shakti. And my god sister, Kirtida, when she was leaving her body, she actually was seeing Lord Balaram. And Lord Balaram told him, take it easy, we'll be back for you. We'll be back. And, you know, and he told my Gurudev the whole vision. And it's in a book too. And, you know, all these are realities. All that is written in the Srimad Bhagavatam is real. You may not have the eyes to see it. Not you, not the devotees, but the outside people listening to the internet. But this is all real. When you separate from your body, Krishna will take hold of you. Just be steady in your devotional life. Whatever the external manifestations of the material energy, tolerate it. Pursue the lotus feet of Krishna. This is the highest object of the whole creation. The material and the spiritual world, they are after Krishna's lotus feet. It is not a cheap thing. So prepare with diligence, with a full heart, and with excitement. Do your devotional service. And listen to your authority. This is a system filled with authorities. You cannot jump. You cannot jump. This is not prescribed. Just like, okay, let me share this. Srinivas Thakur becomes the advisor to the king of Vishnupura. So his daily duty is to serve the deities, and after that he would go in his bhajan and will go in trance. The kingdom knows this, that, oh, okay, he's only meditating. He's on another realm right now. He would disappear for 4 or 5 hours, and then he would come back. So, but then one day, he did not come back overnight. They were worried. People love this guy, this devotee. He's very sweet. That's Srinivas Thakur. He loves them. Just like you know, you care for Amala Bhakta, you care for Naikatma, Swavas. These are very sweet devotees. So, but this devotee, he went still one overnight, and they were crying. The Matajis were crying, what is happening? Is he already in the other realm? And then he was said, who can help us? Well, there is a confidential servant who is Ramachandra Kaviraj, his intimate disciple. So even he was leaving five towns away that will take the day before, by his own accord, he knows something was not right. So he came by his accord to the palace, and he saw, oh, Prabhu, it's great you're here, because Prabhuji, he hasn't come back. And then, you see, oh, take it easy. He said, take it easy, I'll look into it. And then he sat beside his Gurudev, and he also went into, I mean, these people chant Sudanam. Sudanam means they can go anywhere. Nothing is impossible with Sudanam. So when he chants, Re Krishna, 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 he goes in the other realm, and he's a Manjari. He's a Manjari. These are Manjaris. And they were diving in the Yamuna, and he said, what's happening? What's happening? And then she, talking to her guru, who is also a senior Manjari, he said, well, last night, Radha was sporting with Krishna, and she lost her nose ring. She misplaced it. It's somewhere here. So they go looking for the ring, nose ring. So they were looking. So he joins them, and he dives into the lake, and under a leaf, a lotus leaf, there it is. Boom! He got it. She got it. You know, you see, he got it, she got it. It's the same. All right, so she got it. But if you were a Mayavadi, you would go straight, you know, what would you do? Go straight to Radha? No. The relation with Guru is eternal. So she gives it to her Guru, and her Guru gives it to a senior Sakhi. And then that senior gave it to Lalita. Lalita, who's the major gopis, one of the eight major gopis. And Lalita gave it to Radha. And Radha said, who found it? She found it. And she called her, come over here. And then Radha chewed personally betel nuts right in her palm and gave it to her. And she puts it in a cloth and wrapped it. And then all the excitements in there and glorification and jai jai. And then he finally talks to his Gurudev and said, you know, they're worried about us on the other realm. Should we go? And they went back. The minute he came into consciousness, boom, he just stood up and walked. And then and all the Matajis and the Prabhus, he's back. And then there was glorification. There was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And then while they were chanting, there was an aroma, a very, very distinct aroma. And they said, what is that smell? And then they were looking towards the cloth. And he opens the cloth, and there it was, the betel nut chewed by Srimati Radharani. Jai. So all of these are all real. Just keep on pounding it. And we are born in this age of Kali, where our presiding deity is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jai. Jai. Shri Shri Gaur Nitaya Ki. Jai. So in this age, the mood is not to kill the demons, but to save the demons. By the mercy of Prabhupada, preaching is made easy. Just distribute the books. There you go. It's made easy. And by all these acquired points and all this relationship, may all of you have success in your spiritual endeavors. Hare Krishna. Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki. Gaur Bhakta Brinda ki. New Dwarka community of devotees ki. I love you guys. Thank you very much. And for the extra ear.